In our gospel today, we hear Jesus basically telling the people that are following him, are you following me because you're looking for another free meal? And Jesus is, they're like, you can tell they're somewhat puzzled. As a young man, a single man in 1988, I lived in Phoenix. And I can tell you exactly, even to this day, I don't know how many years later, but where 5 o'clock came, where the free meals were, where the free taco bar was, where Tuesday night was a stuffed potato, Thursday stuffed potato at the Holiday Inn, Thursday night was at Mr. Lucky's, all the wings you could eat. I knew where all the free meals were at. I was focusing my energies on things of this world. And I think many of us spend much of our time, a lot of our time, focusing on our careers, focusing on our families, which are very important, on our personal possessions. But I think what Jesus wants us to gather today is, especially from this gospel, is don't focus only on right now, on this life. This life, in comparison to eternity, is just a minute fracture. Focus some of that energy, focus some of that time pursuing, developing that relationship with me. That's what Jesus is asking. He wants these disciples that are following him to realize, to know that he is the one that God sent. And we see that in our first reading with St. Stephen, where St. Stephen, he was there present for what happened in Jerusalem, for the crucifixion and the resurrection, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Everyone, we're all sealed with that Holy Spirit, that same Holy Spirit that made Stephen blaze. We have and have been sealed with it. I think about this often. If we didn't have them gifts, them graces from God, when we got up every morning, we'd be afraid to go outside. We'd be afraid to get into the car. We'd be afraid today's the day we're going to die. We sure as heck wouldn't get on these carnival rides that are meant to scare the life out of you, or jump off these bungee things in these different things that send total fear up your spine. No. Our God loves us. He's given his Holy Spirit to us, sealed us with that to give us everything we need. Everything we need to enter into that beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ, who wants us to be with him in heaven someday for eternity.